How does it feel? I mean, did you ever think, because it's been a long road back to the Redskins, do you ever think you'd be back with the organization?
You know what, to be honest with you, I never really thought that this would happen. You know, but at the end of the day, you never say never. And, you know, I knew Bruce was up here and everything, and Bruce and I had a great relationship, you know, down in Tampa. And when things, you know, went a little haywire down south at Grambling, you know, we had a brief talk, but we never thought it would get to this point.
Right.
And, you know, we talked again during the Senior Bowl, and we still didn't get anything settled or what have you. And, you know, things just worked out, and I tell you what, it's one of the best things happened to me. It's kind of like 1986 over for me to be able to come back under different circumstances.
I can't believe you're here. I can't believe you're sitting here, to be honest with you. So we know Scott Campbell running the show over there. You got Morocco Brown over there. And where do you fit in, and what are your duties going to be?
Well, I think the most important thing, and you know, you got to say one, everybody got to be great teammates. And, you know, Morocco is over pro, Scott, college and personnel, and I fit in as a personnel exec. And along with all the other guys that's in the personnel area, I think the most important thing, we all got duties, we all have things to do, and the most important thing is to try to bring a winner to the Redskins, to this area, and be what we've always known to be, and that's that great organization and franchise.
Now, Bruce has told me a couple times, and I've heard him say this, so you're a great judge of individuals, so you can read a guy. And where do you get that from? Where do you think that comes from?
Well, you know what? I've been fortunate, you know. And I look back, and I always say I'm one of the luckiest guys in the world. Played for Eddie Robinson, played for John McKay, played for Frank Kush, played for Joe Gibbs. You know, and I always watched them when it came to people. You know, I always say this about Joe Gibbs. Man, I think about Coach Gibbs. I used to watch him all the time during the game and during practice. And I realized that he was a great people person from the standpoint he knew everybody buttons to push. He knew what button he didn't have to push.
Right.
He knew the ones that he had to get in face. He ought to just give them a thumbs up or what have you. And I said, you know what, that's a great trait. And what I try to do, I try to watch people. I'm a people watcher and listen. You know, and like I told Bruce, you know, coaching down at Grambling State University, man, you get hit with so many things from these young guys. And all I'm doing is dealing with people that has gone on to the professional ranks and watching them and some of the things that they say and some of the things that they do and how they carry themselves and just try to figure them out.
You can see through it, can't you?
I do my best.
Yeah. Well, what went wrong down at Grambling? I mean, going back to your alma mater, and you were held in such high regard, and Coach Robinson, of course, a man you played for, is a legendary figure, and to come in, was his shadow still being cast down there? And what happened down there?
Well, Coach Rob's shadow going to be at Grambling as long as it stands. That would never change because of what he's done. I think the most important thing about Grambling and what has gone wrong in Grambling is, number one, we all know you got to have people at the top of any organization, any university, that believe in the institution.
Right.
And I think the passion that you got to have or you need to have at a Grambling State University is not there. I don't think it matters to the legacy and the history
right.
of all the people that's gone on before and afterwards that made Grambling what it is. It's not important to administration these days.
We just did a documentary about your Super Bowl championship, and I know you've seen it. What have people told you about that?
Oh, man, you know what? And it's been coming on just about every week or month.
Yeah, we've been running it on the show here lately.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's not a day that it comes on that I don't get a text or a phone call that 18 plays is not on. And it still amazes me, number one, because as a football player, as a quarterback, you know, you watch all these great quarterbacks, the Bradys, the Mannings, and people like that, and you see them put together a great drive. That great drive consists of about 12 to 13, to 14 plays.
Right, long drive.
For seven
yeah.
points.
Yeah.
18 plays, we
35
put up 35
points.
Points.
It's unbelievable.
That is truly amazing.
Yeah.
It really is. And you know what? To get up every morning and know that you was a part of that, man, and you see some of the guys that you play with and you talk to them, it makes you feel so good. Like when I first came here, the next day I ran into Gary Clark, man, and to see Gary Clark, to talk to Timmy Smith, to talk to Ricky Sanders, and talk to Charles Mann the other day, and people like that, it just makes you feel so good to know that you was part of something that was so special.